This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hello, Phil.
Hi, chaps.
I think, yeah, that's it. That's full time. Luhansk 1, Leicester 0. Oh, well. I don't know.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
It's beginning a lot to look like last Christmas, Tom, isn't it? Is that what you
mean? Oh, well.
I mean, I don't want to get panicky over all this, but chaps, it does feel a bit like we're believing our own hype again. I don't know, falling off a cliff again. What do you reckon?
See, I still think you got to look at the team tonight. You're missing four key players tonight for me. You know, you're missing the four players that make this team tick at times. And no Kasper, no Vardy, no Tillemans, and no Johnny Evans. As much Johnny Evans hasn't had a good couple of games, I still think, let's put it in perspective, without those four players, it's a completely different team if you put them out there tonight against this opposition.
Well, perhaps we should have done that, Tom.
As much as I agree with you, Phil, I also have to look, it's a 4,000-round trip, and Johnny Evans has played international football. Kasper's been playing international football most weeks. You've got to rest them at some point. You know, we've qualified. You know, you would like to finish top. Of course you would. I think Brendan also knows that we've got a home game against a team who, like I say, only won one game in the group in AK Athens. And he could put these boys out on Sunday and then on Thursday night and get away with it next week instead of playing Monday, Thursday, Sunday.
Let's add Jamie in. Jamie, I think, is ready to come in. Hi, Jamie. How are you?
How the devil are you? What a disappointing that was. If you don't take your chances, you don't win matches, do you? That's the thing. We had two glorious chances before they scored. If you don't take them, you don't deserve to win matches.
Well, I think you're obviously referring to one of them being Fofana's header, where he was in a fantastic position.
He should have put that in the back of the net. He should have put that in the net. It should have been 1-0 up there. You don't take your chances. You don't win matches. As simple as typical Leicester. You don't take your chances. And we got made to pay for it, didn't we? Unfortunately. Whether we deserved anything, I'm not sure.
Let's get, Mick says Brendan Rodgers has made his first mistake. I wouldn't say it was his first mistake ever, Mick, to be fair. I'm not trying to be harsh, but always pick your strongest 11 to get the result you need, says Mick. Andy's saying we can't play a makeshift team in the next stage. Next week, obviously, is at home against Ike, isn't it? So a Sunday League ref says Chris Hallam. And we
he weren't brilliant,
League
was it?
Performance.
He weren't
no,
brilliant.
He wasn't. We should have won, says Jono, and stopped the rot. It was as bad as Monday. Let's pick up on Jono's comment there, chaps. I don't want to be sensational about it, but let's start with you, Jamie, on this. I've just been watching with my lads in there, and we're saying it feels like what happened around last Christmas where the wheels came off. And, we've lost to Liverpool, who are one of the best clubs in the country, if not the world at the moment. So that was no two shakes. We weren't very good against Braga last week. We were poor against Fulham. I think we were poor tonight, or bang average. Sheffield United on Sunday is going to be really interesting.
Oh, yeah. We haven't been that good, like you say, for three or four games, to be honest. It is very similar to what happened. We always go back to it, to the Norwich game. What happened to the performances we had against Newcastle and Southampton last year? They just went. They're just absolutely just gone. The performances have gone. I know the team was different, but there was still no passion in that side, really. There was no leadership in that. Again, there was no leadership. There was no passion. It didn't seem to me, they didn't seem to want it. We had them chances, but there was no constant going forward. We still had the side-to-side, back-to-back. All game. One of the comments I saw was it was like watching pure ball again. It was very similar to that. There was no intensity of it going forward. It's disappointing. It really is. Yeah, we've lost to Mojo.
Tom, Chris Allen says here, Fofana at fault, missed a tackle and too far forward, then the striker taps in. When I was watching it, we did comment that Fofana just did not track back with his player. It was a magnificent ball into the box, but Fofana just didn't keep up with the player he was marking.
Again, I think you're like saying, I think this is now showing you we've got so many young players in and around the team that they're fine, starting to get caught out a bit now. You know, Justin can get blamed some of the time for not being at the back post where there's the man running onto it. Look, we didn't lose this game tonight because of one goal. We lost it because we missed two glorious chances. I thought we created more than we did against Fulham tonight. But going back to the point that Jamie just said about too many balls backwards, I said it with Locks in commentary as we were doing the game, that I just felt every time we were getting the ball in a good position, we turned back. And it was like, why are we going backwards to the centre-half? Why are we not looking for a forward ball? And 9 times out of 10 for me, the problem was there was no option to go forward, because as much as Iheanacho is a good player, without Vardy making the run in behind, we have no play to go to. And it shows you without Vardy, we are a very bang average team for me.
Locks, you obviously did the watch along. Hope that went well. What was the general feeling during that last 15, 20 minutes?
Yeah, I mean, I think we were definitely better than Fulham. You know, with Vardy out and Evans out and Tillemans out, and, you know, Maddison didn't start. So there were definitely some positives. I'm not going to say it was all terrible, because it wasn't. There were some positives. But, yeah, I mean, to be fair, as I said before the game, you know, I think we've already qualified. Yes, we'll probably get a better draw if we finish first, but a big thing about tonight was getting those three players out on the other side in one piece. And unfortunately, that hasn't happened. Unfortunately, Cags has, you know, looks like I suffered a setback, whether that's major or minor, I don't know. But yeah, that's the biggest worry for me tonight. You know, I don't care about us finishing second or first. You know, we qualified, that's it. I think the biggest downer really on tonight was that Cags injury. And I think that definitely would have played on, I don't know, maybe I'm being silly, but I think that would have still been on the minds of the players a little bit, you know, seeing their mate who's just come back from 60 days out injured, you know, come on in 60 minutes and he's injured. That's always going to, you know, be on their minds as well. But yeah, definitely better than Fulham, but nowhere near what we were a few weeks ago. I mean, what was it? Did we break Braga 4-0 a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
And now we're losing 1-0 to Lahant. So something's not right. But
Jamie, I slightly disagree with what Locks is saying. So I'm interested to hear what you say. And the fact that it will make a big difference where we finish in this group if we want to progress in the Europa League. The big Champions League teams, I could argue to you that the Europa League gets much harder as soon as all the teams who started in the Europa League are not as good as the teams who are about to drop into it out of the Champions League. So,
yeah, I think it's vitally important, Phil, that we finish first, because you could have the teams like Real Madrid, you could have the teams like Man U dropping down. They're too tough. They'll go into the group, they'll go into the seeds, and we could play Man U, we could play Spurs, we could play Arsenal. They're both leading their groups. Rangers as well. We could play Rangers. So, if they go through us first, there's a chance we could play them.
Let's not forget.
That's going to be difficult.
Let's not forget, if you look at it, if we were to finish second, you could get Roma. You could get Rangers, as Jamie said. You could get Napoli.
AC Milan, are they in first place?
They're second at the moment to Lille. Lille are on 11 and Milan are on 10 points. You know, you don't really want to be. You could get Hoffenheim, Kramovic could come back to haunt us. You know, these are the things you don't want to be getting if you finish second. And look, getting throughs are brilliant, but let's finish the job off now, because we started the group brilliantly and you don't want to finish off with two poor performances going into the next round.
The good thing we've got is, all right, next week at home, they're out. They've got nothing to play for. It's probably the weaker team in the league. So hopefully, yeah, I know, but that's the only positive you can look at it. We're playing the weaker team in the league. And it's at home. If it'd been away, it might have been a different kettle of fish. But with it being
Jamie,
at home,
we're playing on Sunday, the team bottom of the Premier League with 1 point.
Phil, we're old school, pal. We know.
We've won all season. You know where. You know where to go.
Yeah.
Listen, We've put the link out there. Let's add in. I'm going to try and get as many fans in as possible with us. I'm going to add in. Yes, Tom?
Just quickly, it's not all doom and gloom, though. Ricardo Pereira, 45 minutes tonight, so good positive for him. And Ndidi, 55 minutes tonight. So, look, there's two players that we are crying out for to get back in this team and hopefully make things change in our fortunes at the moment.
Yeah, I guess, yes, Tom, there are positives. There are silver linings in there. Let's add in Tom, and then this is other Tom, Tom Wyatt. Tom, you came on at half-time, and Jay, let's add you two on, and then I'll get others on shortly. Tom Wyatt, it didn't get any better after our half-time chat.
No, not really. Hey, it's a weird match. I don't think we were... I wouldn't say we were particularly poor, but again, it comes down to what I said last Monday. At times, we're bringing the ball in, and rather than taking one touch, move it forward, and then pass, they just seem to take one touch, second touch, third touch, and they're looking up. And I can remember at one point in, someone had said, oh, Ricardo's taking the ball, and people are complaining because he's not crossing it. And Ricardo's just standing there going, where are you all? I'm right on the edge of the box. And there's no one here. So we're getting the ball into attacking areas. And then they're just standing there going, there's no one here for me. And they just get crowded out. So people aren't moving and making the space, which I'm not a professional Premier League manager, but I'm sure that must really annoy Mr. Rodgers. He must be sitting there going, come on, lads, I'm giving you this game plan. You've got to move and make the space.
Jay, thanks for joining us again. I'm going to remind you of your score prediction, Jay, before the game.
Please don't.
Was it four, you said?
Sadly, yeah.
4-0. It just, again, it's strange to see, Jay, the team like Leicester, where effectively that was a good side. I know we'd obviously got players coming back, but you sometimes wonder where it goes a bit wrong for us.
I just don't know anymore. That's, I think, four games I think we've had played and not won. I don't know what's going wrong.
I'm just checking. Is that four games we've not won? It's Liverpool, Braga, Fulham.
Yeah, since we've been back from the international, we've played four, lost three, drew one since the international break.
That international break seemed to come at all the wrong time for us because we were flying up until then, Tom. Tom, this is Tom Hoger.
Yeah, like I said, we won 6-6, you know, six in a row in all competitions and everything was rosy. You know, Brendan Rodgers couldn't do anything wrong. The players couldn't do anything wrong. And suddenly the defeat to Liverpool and it's all doom and gloom. Look, we're still fourth in the Premier League. I know what happened last year. And we can't keep piping on about last year because we don't want that to happen again. And I think that's the fear for most Leicester fans is that we drop back down the table and we suddenly slip away earlier than we did last year after we started so well. So, look, it's disheartening that we've lost four games. Well, I say lost three and drew one. But let's look at the positive. I said earlier, there's players coming back, and that's the biggest thing we can take. You know, Bars signed to tonight. To have Ricardo back in the team is going to be massive for me. And same with Timmy Cassano, and hopefully he's fit for Sunday because we miss him. I've said that. He's another one. I think we look better with Timmy Cassano in the team. You know, down that left or right because defensively, again, they're more stable people doing a wing-back. The question I'll ask everyone in this room tonight is, what formation do we play against Sheffield United? Do you go back to the 3-5-2 or do you go to 4-3-3?
Depends what centre-halves we've got, Tom, I think, to be honest. What centre-halves can you play there?
At the moment, it's Fofana, Evans and Fuchs, wouldn't it be, at the moment? That's the only option you got, really.
That's it.
Or Big Wedge comes in.
Or possibly Ndidi drops back.
To add to Tom's comment, as he was saying, before the international break, you said we'd won, we're doing so well, we'd been winning games, and how many fans were sitting there going, oh, that's it, we're going to win the league, Rodgers, he's the greatest man to walk the earth, Buffon, all these, they're bloody brilliant. And we've got a young squad. These things work on confidence, and young players, they need confidence, and at times they will have two or three games where they're absolutely brilliant. But with youngsters, it is inevitable. You will have four or five games where they're learning. They've got to progress. And we have not all of our fans. Most of our fans are good. And this is not to tell people off, but we have a small group of our fans who are very fickle. We lose to Liverpool. We inevitably lose to Fulham. We weren't good enough. We hold our hands up to that. We draw against Braga in Braga. That is, I would have accepted a draw in Braga. They always say in Europe, yeah, win your own matches, draw your away, you'll be fine. We lose out in the Ukraine. That is a tough one, but we played better. And it's not on here, but I've seen a few fan forums who are already asking for the likes of Rodgers to go. And at the start of the season, very wrongly, there was fans saying that we need to get rid of the owners. And I just look at them and go, we're not doing that bad. Take everything into perspective, because we're not that bad of a team. And I find it really harsh towards the team when people are sitting there saying these things. I'm like, give over. We're doing well. Just relax. Things will get better. They'll go in ebbs and drebs. Sorry, Turf.
I think Tom...
No, Tom.
I think that's absolutely fine. I'm going to say, Tom and Jay, thanks again for joining us. I'm going to let you two go just because there's others waiting to come in. But thanks again, both of you, for joining us. We'll see you hopefully on Sunday.
Cheers. See you soon.
Cheers, lad.
Cheers, Tom. Cheers.
Can I just say as Jay, I mean, Tom asked the question, obviously, about the formation for Sunday. Me and Tom obviously have been on here now for a few matches, and I quite regularly defend the five or the three at the back formation. However, I feel like on Sunday we're going to have to go for a four at the back, and you can slick me all you want. I don't see it. You know, the games that we've played, this five or this three, whatever you want to call it, you know, we have played, you know, a style of football that is, you know, sit behind the ball a little bit, let the other team have it. We'll try hit them on the break. Obviously, that's not worked against Fulham, especially. I mean, it was tragic against them. I feel like we're going to have to set up differently against Sheffield United because, I mean, if there's going to be any team in the league that are going to sit behind the ball, it's going to be Sheffield United. They can't score goals, you know. Yeah, we might be all right. We might keep a clean sheet. But I think if we play like, against them like we did with Fulham, we're not going to score at all. We're not, you know, I just feel like four maybe, and I'm not saying it was just down to the formation tonight, but I think that, you know, we do struggle sometimes, and Jamie said it before as well, the diagonals, the corners, you know, over the where the fullbacks would normally be in a four at the back, they're not there in this three. And, you know, look at Fulham, and they were 18th in the league, were they on 19th, and look what they did to us. So if that's going to happen against them, what could Sheffield United do, you know? I mean, Solanke last season, you know, ending his massive goal drought against us and scoring against us, you know. Leicester love it, don't they? Leicester love playing an out-of-form team, and then it all goes tits up. So, I could see it happening again, but... Personally, I would go for a four, and I am one that normally does defend the five or the three. So, but I do want to see us go with a four against Sheffield United.
Lox, I'm with you. I'm normally positive. I always think we're going to win. I'm sure I'll pick myself back up tomorrow and Saturday, ready for Sunday. As it stands here today, I'm just like, we're going to lose on Sunday. That's genuinely how I feel like. It's got written all over it.
It's the Leicester way. It's the Leicester way.
It is the Leicester way. Let's add in Jay and
Omar. God.
And I'm gonna squeeze Chris in here as I'm gonna try and get Chris in as well. We've got there's a lot of us on, so
I was looking at Chris.
Chris we're not used to seeing Chris not in fancy dress.
Yeah.
This is the real Chris. Let's start with you, Chris.
I like to surprise times. I like to surprise at times, but there will be another question.
So Chris tonight. Chris's fancy dress tonight is he's dressed as a miserable Leicester fan.
I got my blue hair.
Even that, I signed for fun and luck, and it's gone miserably wrong.
Come on, then, Chris. Talk us through your reaction on that, Chris.
It's typical us again. You know, it's a case of we've taken our foot off the gas, and we've been punished for it again. It was the same against Fulham. We're taking our foot off the gas, and we're getting punished for it. And like you, I can see us losing on Sunday as well.
Well, I hope we're not, but it feels a bit like when we get into one of these. It feels like we get into one of these moods, doesn't it, Jack? A bit where like we're doing so well. It's a bit like we're. I don't know, what do you call it? Where you swing one way to the other and swing to the other, Jack?
Mood swings.
Yeah. Oh, being a woman. Oh, yeah. I shouldn't say that, should I?
get rid of all the comments now, Phil.
I'll all get it. No, you know what I mean. Oh. I say that in jest, ladies. But Jack, you know what I mean. Jack.
That's for you, Jack.
Hello.
I say we keep swinging, Jack. We're top of the league. We're going to do brilliant. Yeah. We're going to win the Europa League. Within the blink of an eye, everything's going wrong.
Well, we won our first six games against very good sides in Man City, West Bromwich just came up, and teams like that, like Leeds. They're a good side this season. They've troubled a lot of teams like Everton, and we've actually beat them, innit? But tonight,
no,
it weren't really good enough, was it?
No.
No, Jack.
No, it wasn't. Ross, what's your views?
I mean, all I'm going to say is that I'm dreading Sunday. But, well, not just because I'm from Sheffield. And the fact that three of my best mates are Sheffield United fans, that doesn't help. And it's the Leicester way. You know, we've won three in a row in the Europa League. Yeah. And then, you know, I was doing fantastically. And then we drew to Braga, so, you know, they're a good side. And then, in the blink of an eye, we've lost to Fulham. You know, you said it earlier. I can't remember who said it. Fulham, bottom in the Premier League. Sorry, 19th, still in bottom three, and they're going to beat Leicester. You know, that guy that hadn't scored for, a year, and he goes and scores against us. Oh, they always seem to do it against Leicester. It's always the pundits, always the presenters saying, oh, for example, Benteke's not scored in 2 years, scores against Leicester. Someone's not won here for 10 years, goes and beats Leicester. You know, it's just the Leicester way. And obviously, it was unfortunately so untrue tonight. And obviously, I hope he recovers speedily. But I think Sheffield United, not Sheffield. I'll read the comment. I think we should play four at the back on Sunday. Ricardo at right back. I think Justin left back. Obviously, you've got Fofana, but he needs to die there. He said he would. Ever since he's died there, we've not won a game. So he needs to die back. Well, he does need to tie it back. That's for sure. with Johnny Evans, probably. If he's not injured, so... Yeah, I'm dreading Sunday.
Jamie, we have got, obviously, Jamie Vardy coming back in on Sunday, Casper coming back in. I think it was Tom saying, listen, this isn't the strongest Leicester side, even though there's three players coming back from injury. We will have a stronger set of lads on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, it will be. Vardy will be in, Tielemans will be in, Evans will be in, Casper will be back in. Although Danny Ward didn't let us down at all tonight. I thought he played quite well. But yeah, it'll be a stronger team. Well, you say a stronger team, you played the strongest team on against Fulham and it didn't work out, did it? So God knows what's going to happen. But like you say, after the last couple of games, I'm not looking forward to Sunday at all. Even though I want to be confident and I want to win, I'm just not feeling confident at all. The confidence is gone from the team. I think the confidence has gone from everyone in the team.
Get Giroud in.
I don't think he'll leave Chelsea, Chris, unfortunately.
I've been saying that for ages.
Frank Lampard has actually said he will go. He will let him go.
Tell me, Tom, what's the point?
We need to get Giroud and we need to get him in quick.
To do what? To play where? We don't play
to play with Vardy.
One striker does not work.
He won't play two from because then you can drop Madison. But you can't play. He doesn't play the way that we play as a team. You want it on his head. We don't play that way.
That comment then from Steve, Jamie Vardy's last season, obviously was the best. That's my profile picture on the PS4. That is a bit amazing, right? Jamie Vardy, that is the best celebration ever. The fact he's in front of the Sheffield United fans. Obviously, it's not, you know, there's going to be no fans there. Obviously, I'm gutted. I can't go to Bramall Lane Sunday. It's my local game. My local game, usually. As well. And, sounds like something's happened.
If you think Vardy would love to play with another striker up front.
just got off.
Yeah. Arsenal scored a yeah. Like,
oh,
it's fans at the Emirates, isn't it?
Yeah, there is fans at the Emirates. I was going to say, and that Lacazette has just scored a 40-yard scream into the top corner.
Wow.
Guys, Gary's put a comment on here. I don't know who wants to have a go at having a chat about it.
Well, no, you talk about a negative manager. Yeah.
Yeah. Does anybody want to talk about Brendan today? Because we praise him when he's good. Did Brendan get it wrong today? Or do you just think, no, fair enough, we've lost. He made some choices and got it and it didn't work out.
No, he did the right thing tonight. He really did. He really did the right thing. Because as he rightfully said, three of the players he left behind have had international matches. They needed a break. Potentially we need Vardy on Sunday. So no, he did the absolute right thing. We should have still potentially beaten the team tonight, even with the team we had playing. It just wasn't good enough.
Yeah, I mean, he played a four at the back, didn't he? So if we played the five at the back, then there would be people saying, "Well, why are you playing five at the back against some Ukrainian team or whoever they are?" You know what I mean? So you can't just pick and choose, really, which is I think we get a lot of. You know, it's difficult. I mean, there were people, there's people who don't really say anything at all on social media when we're winning. And then as soon as we're losing, they start posting about we need to out our manager. And it's ridiculous, really. Look, at the start of the season, a lot of fans really didn't expect us to be do that well. I mean, me and Josh did a poll on our show and the consensus was, and this is from people who are on, you know, just on this show, you know, normal Leicester fan TV viewers. A lot of people were saying, you know, eighth, ninth, something like that, seventh, eighth, ninth. Where are we now? We're still fourth? We're fifth? Is that where
still
we are
fourth.
In the league?
We're fourth.
Still fourth.
So, yeah, we've had four bad games. But, so what? You know what I mean?
Locks, that might be a different conversation come Sunday.
Yes, but we're not. We are currently, you know, in 4 months' time, if we're sitting 10th in the table, then, yeah, I'll completely understand, you know, some criticism that comes in. But we've lost a few games, you know. It was after the international break. We still haven't played our full-strength team, and we definitely haven't done that in the league. I think today, and I know we can't always rely on them, but I think today, if Evans, Tillemans, Vardy, Maddison were all starting, we'd have won the game today, in my opinion. So I don't think, you know, if you're ever going to cut the manager a bit of slack, do it when we're missing first team players and we're sitting fourth in the league. That's when you need to cut a manager some slack. And unfortunately, I don't, you know, some people are still, you know, Rodgers out. I think that's ridiculous at this stage. At this stage, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I agree a lot, Paul. About that, I mean, regards to Brendan Rodgers, you know, he's with Rodgers, you know, he's a master plan sometimes, like Arsenal. You know, we went in with a game plan, we stuck to it, that was fantastic. Went to Man City, just hold off, boom, attack. I think we play better when we have less pressure. Meaning, you know, like possession, let me rephrase that. Possession, you know, 29% possession against Man City. We win five goals and we had a lot of possession the other day. And then tonight and the other games, and we've lost.
To that point Roger just said about we are better when we don't have possession. But that's basically what's happened in the last 18 months since Rodgers have come in. Against any team that comes and sits with a big, you know, a solid blanket of players in front of us, we can't break them down. Now, look, I praise Brendan Rodgers. He's been brilliant since he went to the football club. But at some point, we can't, you know, carry on losing to Villa, losing to West Ham, losing to drawing the knowledge, because we can't break them down. You know, there's got to be a way of trying to work around breaking teams down, or you've got to play a plan B, and at the moment, Rodgers
needs a plan B, and he doesn't have one.
Chris, Jack, and Ross, I'm going to let you guys go. Guys, thanks a lot for joining us. We'll see you Sunday. Thanks,
see you
Chris.
Sunday.
Thanks, Jack, and thanks, guys. Ross. We'll see you guys soon.
Can I also say as well, Phil? Sorry, just because obviously you mentioned you said yourself, you know, on Sunday, yeah, we might not be fourth, but I'd like to remind everyone, and it does obviously depend on results going our way, but we are only one win from the top of the table. I'd like to remind people of that as well. You know, we are 3 points off the top. 3 points, Jamie.
I've just sat here listening to everyone. Now, when we started the restart, you can go back and see some of my videos.
Yeah.
On my Sunday morning shows and live shows we did. I started to lose the faith in Brendan Rodgers.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I'm feeling that way now because I think we've regressed to the same way as we're playing in the restart. There's no passion. There's no intensity. We've lost that. We've lost that. The way we used to start really quickly and put pressure on them the first 10, 15 minutes and score the goals. The Newcastle game, the Southampton games. And then we just lost it. We have not got to that. And to be honest, I'll hold my hand up here. I am losing a little bit of faith in Brendan Rodgers, to be honest. I will say that now. I am. We've had four games. It's not just because we're 3 points off the top of the league, Ross. Locks. We're not playing well enough to be 3 points off the top of the league. We could be mid-table by Saturday night because every team is so close. West Ham were miles away from us a few weeks ago. Now, all of a sudden, they're 1 point behind us and they could go above us. Everton, I am the football we're playing, like Phyllis said, the last 5-10 minutes of the game, why are we still playing side-side, back-back? And we do it every single game against Fulham. 80th minute, we were losing 2-0. And what we were doing? Side-side, back-back. Even tonight, we were still going side-side, back-back, even after they scored. And I just don't enjoy the football we're playing. It's just I stuck up for Puel. And I got such amount of grief and stick from it on social media that now I'm going to go the other way round and say I'm losing faith in Brendan Rodgers. I really am. Mm. Not the owners or anything like that, the manager. We're just not seeing no progression at all. We seem to be taking a step back. And I don't enjoy watching it tonight. I couldn't get into it. Fulham game, I couldn't get into it. I'm just losing faith in the manager a little bit.
I was just
hate to say it, but I am.
Yeah, I was just
going to say, feelings
there between losing faith and actually wanting him gone. You don't want him gone now. You don't want him to be sacked.
I honestly do not know, pal. I really do not know. I'm starting to lose faith in the way we're playing football. We're not playing football. We're playing the same as what Puel was doing. And if that crowd was there tonight, because Rodgers has done everything he did at Celtic and everything he did at Liverpool and what he did at Swansea, and Puel couldn't speak the language. I know, Fee, I want to believe. They were blaming Puel because he couldn't speak the language. Rodgers has come in and it's not changed. It's gone backwards. It's gone backwards. I'm starting to lose faith in him. I really don't know whether I want him gone or not. I'm just losing faith in him. I really am.
Do you not feel that Rodgers is stubborn, though? He's only got one way of playing. It's always been said. And this year he's try to adapt that way of playing to that. If we play the bigger teams, he sits back. What fair play to him. It's worked against the so-called bigger clubs. But like I said earlier, we play a non-elite team who want to come and sit back and quite happy to counter-attack like West Ham did so well against us. Fulham were tremendous at doing it. And, you know, there's nothing to change where he needs to be less stubborn and go 20 minutes ago, Albrighton, go and warm up. Slimani, go and warm up. And, right, what we'll do, boys, is get the ball wide, just cross it in the box, get someone to, you know, a flick down for Vardy or Slimani, get the ball flicking around, pinging around the penalty area, then trying this ticky-tacky football at times around the penalty area. What hasn't worked for the first 70 minutes, right, 20 minutes to go, we've got nothing to lose, we're 0-0, we're 1-0 down like we were, or a goal down against Fulham when we needed a change of plan, a change of empathy to try and get something from the game. I will say back to the Fulham game, it does not help for me when players who cannot get the ball past the front man at a corner. What was it, 57 game corners now without a goal? It isn't.
Yeah, the last one was the Norwich game.
And that
we
was
did
the
it all today.
That was the last goal from a corner. Madison, why is he taking? Why is Madison taking that free kick? As soon as he came on, he didn't beat he got it over the wall, and then he didn't beat the first man. They're paid £100,000 a week or however much it is. Can't they practice kicking it over a man from 10 yards away? How does that work? I'm sorry. That's not Rodgers' fault. That's the player's fault. But you tell me, what's the difference between now and when we restarted in the football-wise? What is the actual difference at the minute, the last four games? Because I can't see an awful lot of difference at all.
Jamie, I think my opinion on Brendan Rodgers is that he's built... For a start, I think he did take over some good players from Puel, and I, like you, backed Puel right up until the day he got the sack, and I was saying he's trying to build youngsters for the future, and he was changing a team. But Brendan Rodgers, I think, inherited quite a good set of young lads, and he's also added to that quite nicely with the recruitment to Leicester. But when it worked, my opinion of Rodgers is he's got one way of playing, and when it works well, and it can work really well. But when things aren't working, it seems like he is so single-minded that he can't change it. And we don't seem to have a different gear. And I've said it before, when I've watched Liverpool, even last year when they won the Premier League, they had Klopp gets them in different gears. And sometimes, if you watch Liverpool, they'll go, we're gonna have to play long here. We're going to have to plop the ball forward and we're going to have to go route one. And they seem to have two or three different ways of mixing it up. And ours seems to be subtle changes going from a 5 to a 4 at the back or something.
So the thing is, CK has made a comment on YouTube. It's about, forget about the bit that I'm spot on. If it doesn't improve, things will start getting toxic again, just like it did when Puel was there. Can you imagine what it'd be like if the crowd was there? What would be happening now if the crowds were there and we had performances like the Fulham game? It's just not right. There's something not right there. It's just,
I think we'd have the performances if fans were there. The performances.
I mean, like Fee's just said, the season has not long started. Give the team. You've got to include the restart in that. Since that restart, since that Aston Villa game, the last game with crowds in, proper crowds in, it's just not been right. Something has gone wrong completely right. We're just not playing well at all. And like I say, I changed my mind. I turned around a couple of times, but I am, like I say, I'm beginning to lose the faith a little bit, to be honest, lads.
Tom, I'm like tonight, it's Europa League. We've already qualified, so the glass is half full. We are going through whatever. I'm looking forward to Sunday. I'm going to get myself pumped up for it, and I'm going to be believing by Sunday morning. Trust me, I'll be thinking we're going to win 3-0. But this time next week, we'll be having another chat because we'll have played Sheffield United and we'll have played Ike at Athens. Two considerably poor teams in the leagues that we are involved with them in. It will be a very interesting debate in 7 days' time, what we're having. Because hopefully we'll have beaten a poor Sheffield United side and a poor Ike.
Win two games and everyone will be happy as Larry. And
we're cruising.
We're cruising again. We're back on the wheels are, you know, fine. They're not coming off. Lose to Sheffield United and then win a game. It's 50-50 where it's going to go. But to lose the next two games, I think questions, not just from the fans, but I think the club will be asking questions for me as well, because it won't be the case of losing to the AK Athens game. It'll be losing to Sheffield United. And then next up is a game against, for me, one of the teams who are doing well this season. I've had some very unlucky results against Brighton, who are playing some tremendous football at times, and are in a massive false position at the bottom of the league, and probably should be about 6 points better off if they hadn't had a penalty go against them against Manu at home in the last minute, what was never a pen, and scored a couple of goals against Liverpool the other weekend. So, look, we know how quickly football can change and moods and everything like that. Let's try and be positive that we go into a game against Sheffield United 2:15 kickoff, so we'll be live from 1:45 on Sunday. That a win with Vardy, Tielemans, Casper, and Johnny Evans back in it will boost the confidence of the lads to get going again.
I think that's the best way to leave it, Tom. Thanks, Jamie, for joining us.
Cheers, all. Sorry for a rant.
An interesting night. I think it's good. It's good that even between the four of us and between when we have fans on, we don't all agree about stuff, but we can at least the thing that. I'm not going to get into this, but at least when you disagree with somebody, do it with a bit of manners, as though we're down the pub together and having a debate. That's what Leicester Fan TV is about. Don't need to slate people off or get aggressive. So, luckily, we can agree to disagree. But, Jamie, thanks for joining us. Tom and Lox, thanks for the watch along tonight.
Gray.
No, don't bother with that Tom.
You've just ruined it, Tom.
Tom,
you've just ruined it again. Lock him out, Phil.
Thanks, everybody, for all their hard work and all your comments tonight. It's been, well, the ups and downs of following Leicester City. You know what it's like. It's never easy at all, is it? So, as ever, thanks for you guys. We'll see you Sunday. Don't forget, Lox is on tomorrow night, 7:30. Ooh. Cheers.
Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. with special thanks to our pals at ADT Taxis, Feed Me, Piglet Pantry, Tiger, Leicester Garage Conversions, Pink Vehicle Leasing, Hologram, The Fox's Arms, Moyer Weight Interiors, and our chosen charity, Memphis UK. We bring you the fans' views on the match each week, and your views matter to us. Join the fans' debate each match with us. Follow us at Leicester Fan TV.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.